after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Gibbon High School for the final game of the 2011 Luplat Conference Basketball Tournament, brought to you by Aurora Co-op, rising to the challenge. And if we have a girls' final, anything like the boys' final, you will be entertained once again. In the boys' game, after being down 7 at the half, the Kearney Catholic Stars turned things around and lit things up from the outside to rally for a 59-52 win over Adams Central. 14 points for Alex Lease as 9 different players scored for Kearney Catholic, 4 scored for Adams Central, 23 for Nick Stein, and 16 for Brady Barrett. Now it's time for the girls' championship, and you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits as the Ravenna Blue Jays take on the Centura Centurions. They played just last week with Ravenna rallying to win in overtime 57-52. And the starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. First off, for the visiting team today, the Centura Lady Centurions. Their starting lineup looks like this. Number 10 is a 5'6" senior, Abby Suntech. Number 12, a 5'4" junior, Taylor Wetzel. Number 22 is a 5'9 junior, Courtney Aitken. Number 32 is a 5'11 junior, Jessica Schultes. And number 42 is a 5'10 senior, Lene Lytle. The head coach of the Centurions is Kathy Mattenbrink, assisted by Scott Karenik and Ashley Schneider. Centura is 15-5 on the season. For the Ravenna Lady Jays, number 5 is a 6-foot senior, Hunter Hilge. Number 10 is a 5'3 senior, Jesse Marvichka. Number 14 is a 5'3 junior, Maggie Mateka. Number 31 is Taylor Hand, a 5'5 senior. And finally, number 34 is a 5'7 junior, J.C. Thor. The Lady Jays are coached by Jeff Thorber, assisted by Paul Anderson, Dale Zorb, and Noah Malsby. They come in with a record of 14-3 and ranked 6th in the state in Class C2 in the Omaha World Herald. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, and we'll be back after this.
You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback, where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leader, New Tech Seed. Wishing the best of luck to the athletes in and out of the game. Our officials, Kirby Wells, Jim Langan, Brian Groupie, the visitors, Centura, in their maroon with white trim, the home white and blue trim for Ravenna. Hunter Hilge will jump center against Lene Lytle, and we're ready to wrap it up for 2011 the Luplat Conference Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Caro, Ravenna, and the opening tip will be controlled by Centura. They'll go from left to right, Ravenna from right to left as you view it along your radio dial as we start this girls' championship game. And they'll get it into the hands of Wetzel for three. And Taylor Wetzel will hit the three-pointer, and Centura is off to a 3-0 lead. They'll drop back into their pickup man-to-man defense, and Ravenna will get the ball into the front court to Varvichka. Taylor hand swings it left side to the hands of Mateka. Mateka looks for the cutter. Varvichka comes along the baseline, takes it in the left-hand corner. On the block to Hilgi. Hunter kicks it back out top, reverse it, Mateka. And running that baseline is Varvichka, and gets tripped up, and a foul called on Centurus Courtney Aitken. The All-Stater will get a foul early on in this basketball game. And it'll be Centurus to take the ball out of the sign. J.C. Zorb will throw it up to Mateka, and they'll reset the offense. Man-to-man both ways, Ravenna and Centurus. Zorb, head and shoulder fake, comes into the paint, puts the jumper up too strong, battles for her own rebound, but Suntech will come out of there. Aitken will come out of there and advance it up to Abby Suntech. This is a group of Centurions that have played together for a long, long time, made that trip down to Florida where they went in the tournament and went 2-1, played teams from Tennessee and New York, and here they turn it over. Hilgi will get the outlet pass to Mateka. Into the front court she'll come. Looks for some help as she dribbles all by herself to Taylor Hand. Did it go on the left hand, goes with the right hand. Dribble into the corner by Vichka. Off the pick, open three. It's in and out, hits the rim again, won't go. Zorb, though, gets the offensive rebound. Gives it off the hand, down the lane. Left hand leaner, won't go. Rebound brought down by Lene Lytle. And Centura will push the ball off the floor. 90 seconds in, 3-0 Centurions. And a foul called on Ravenna, trying to cut Courtney Aitken off as she drove the left side of the lane. The first foul is going to be on Maggie Mateka, and the first team foul. Don't forget, currently airing on ESPN 1460, another what should be great game, Pleasanton-Overton Boys for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship from the Viero Events Center on ESPN 1460. And the web, you can go to KKPR.com or ESPNSuperstation.com. On the inbounds pass, we've got a turnover as a jump ball is called, and Centura loses it on the tie-up. The arrow points the way of Ravenna. Taylor Wessel's going to come back and put a little pressure on Maggie Mateka, try and force her to use that right hand. She does, gets fired, takes it all the way to the hoop, then a bounce pass underneath, and the shot blocked in there. They side by Jessica Schultes. There's a lot of contact. Hilgi hit the ground. The ball goes out of bounds, and it stays with Ravenna. Ravenna fans, as you can hear, who are seated on our side of the gym, wanted a foul called, didn't get it. But Ravenna does still have the basketball. Let's see what they can do with it. Zorba left wing, goes to the left elbow. Nothing there. Ravenna has been very shy. Only one shot here. They lob it into Hilgi. She tries to grab it one-handed with Lytle on her. They go to the floor. Another jump. The arrow points the way of Centura. So Ravenna turns it over for the first time. And we'll start to see substitutions already for the Lady Jays. No different this year than any other year. Ravenna going to play a lot of kids out there. And checking in is going to be Carissa Finke. And also checking in, Mackenzie Muehlbach. Up the floor, Taylor Wessel. She's got the game's only bucket of three. Centura swings it over to Suntech. Suntech left wing. Good crowd on hand. Great crowd on hand for this girls' game. As the ball, again, another tie-up and another turnover. So whoever has the ball has been losing it on the jump balls. And back over to Ravenna. So both teams really clamping down defensively here, trying to not allow the shot. There haven't been many shots. Here's Zorb, the backcourt. Left-hand dribble crossover, trying to lose Wessel. Gives it across the timeline to Marishka. Jesse has it. Skip pass left side. Finke drives, puts up the runner. No good. Going to draw the foul, and Carissa Finke will go to the line and try and get Ravenna on the scoreboard. The foul is going to be on Jessica Schultes, her first, second team foul. As you listen to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9, the free throw, Finke up and in. And Ravenna's on the board. That'll make it 3-1. 5:23 to go here in quarter number one of our girls' championship. Little late start, second free throw up, and it is in. So Finke hits them both, 3-2 your score, and Centura will bring the ball up the floor with Courtney Aitken. Aitken trying to work off a pick here for Lytle, and Aitken with one sock higher than the other will dribble to the right wing. 5 second count on, finally gets by Finke, gives a bounce pass into the paint. Wessel can't get to it, it's turned over. Four turnovers already for Centura, and that's what Coach Kathy Mettenbrink told me was the reason they lost the first game last week. Here's a hand to Mateka for three. It's good. Maggie Mateka knocks down the three-point bucket, and Ravenna has their first lead, and then a foul with pressure in the backcourt. 5-3, your score. The foul on Vicky is her first. And now Hilgi comes back in, but so does Elisa Pekka and Gracie McDowell. for Ravenna. Ravenna's going to probably play more than Coach Mettenbrink's squad does. As into the front court comes Wetzel. Centura just looking to get another shot away since getting that three. A lot of work down in the post trying to lean in as Jessica Schultes. Don't get her the ball. Aitken now. Pull up jumper to lane. Got fouled. No call. Oh, she got racked on the arm and they didn't see it. The ball is saved in there, but Ravenna's going to pick up the loose ball with Alyssa Pekka. And to the other end, the layup is not going to go for Mateka. Rebound. He'll be up and in. Timeout, Centura. Timeout by the Centurions. Ravenna has scored seven in a row. It's Ravenna 7 and Centura 3. 4:22 to go here in quarter number one. We'll be back after this timeout.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas in Caro.
You know Ed and Deb Stoltenberg because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer around. They carry Valley irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance work. Get it all from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits 98.9. Kansas beat Nebraska today, in case you missed it, 86-66. Pulled away late in the game there. It was about a 10-point game the whole way, and they win it by 20. Kearney Catholic wins our boys' championship here by a score of 59-52 over Adams Central. And as Centura is battling, a hook's going to be called and a grab on Ravenna. Gracie McDowell, her first foul. She is really battling down the low block with Jessica Schultes. That'll be the third foul on Ravenna as a team. And Centura will take it out underneath their own hoop. Looking, get it to the right wing. Looking for a shot. Abby Suntek drives. Her pass deflected away. Out of bounds off Centura. Five turnovers for Centura in less than 4 minutes. And it's 7-3 Ravenna. With the basketball is going to be Elisa Pekka. Gives it over to Taylor Hand. Top of the circle against the Centura man-to-man. Off two picks, getting free. Marvichka fires the three. It's going to be short from the left-hand corner. Offensive rebound by McDowell. And the shot up and blocked in there by Taylor Wetzel. Pekka tried to take the shot, and it was blocked out of bounds. I'll tell you what, we had a great crowd for the boys' game, and you can hardly tell that there's any difference here in the girls' game. Centura, with that rich history that they have, and Ravenna, they follow everybody. You could be playing marbles. They'd be packing the gym. Into the ball game for Centura, Sarah Heinen, 5'9 sophomore. And it'll be Centura with a basketball. They have been quiet for over 3 minutes, and they turn it over again on some miscommunication. Trying to throw to a spot, and they didn't cut in the right spot. Coach Matt Brink not happy with that one. So back over to Ravenna. Blue Jays will take it out in the backcourt in front of their own bench. And McDowell will throw it in. Gracie gets it into the hands of Marvichka. Marvichka to the right side, bounce pass into the corner. The Taylor Hand back out to Pekka, swings it left side to Jesse. Ball fake, being guarded out there by Courtney Aiken. A little more height on this Centura team, and Ravenna's going to be called for the walk, trying a little, the old hop, step, move, or the jump, stop, and keep going. Taylor Hand turns it over. Ravenna's second turnover. And back into the ball game, Maggie Mateka, and number 34, J.C. Zor. 3:24 to go, first quarter, 7-3. The Ravenna girls lead it here in the Louflat Conference Championship game. Up the floor with it is Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel across the timeline, past Hilgi, reaching in. Marvichka couldn't get it to Heinen on the baseline. Has room up and in. Sarah Heinen finally gets Ventura off three, their first points in over 4 minutes. And at the other end, Heinen deflects the pass away. And last touch by Ravenna. Heinen causes the turnover. So Ravenna will give it up and back into the ball game. Mackenzie Mielba, as Ravenna continues to rotate through their top 9 or 10 players. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 7-5. Up the floor, a little pushing there by Wetzel to try and get by Maggie Mateka. Now the ball is kicked, and Centura will have to throw it in again. Ravenna 14-3, Centura 15-5. Two programs that have been solid for quite a while. Didn't used to be that way at Ravenna. Centura struggled for a couple of years, and now they're back, but they are having problems getting the ball up in the air. Seven turnovers. And we have played 6 minutes in the first quarter. 7-5 Ravenna. up the floor with it. Sagan defensively. Mateka over to Zorb on the weak side against Heinen. Backs her in, into the paint. Now she can't get a shot away. Better do something. 3 seconds is counting. Finally got rid of it. Up top to Mateka. Maggie backs it away, trying to spread the floor here against the man-to-man defense. To Zorb at the free throw line. Heinen on her, hand in her face, gets into the paint again, but doesn't shoot. She's making nice moves, Zorb is, but isn't finishing with a shot attempt. Back out Marvitka. Skip pass right side to Mateka. She'll take that three. It's on the way and in. Maggie Mateka has 2 threes in the first quarter here for Ravenna, and they're back up 5-5, 10-5. Into the front court with it, going to be Courtney Aiken, who has been held quiet. She's going to take the jump shot. Short follow by Schultes, who's blocked in there from behind. Gets another shot, no good. I believe that was Hand that blocked it. And the rebound comes to Marichka. Jesse, long outlet pass. Mateka thought about the three. Now drives and kicks it to Zorb on the left wing. Minute 45 to go here in the quarter. Marvichka at the free throw line. Swings it back to Mateka. Up top to Hand. Marvichka left side. Catch and shoot. Three good. Man, was that out of money. Marvichka with her first bucket. And Ravenna now up by eight. And another timeout by Centura. The second timeout of the first quarter by the Centurions. 1:32 to go here in the first quarter of play. It is Ravenna 13, Centura 5. We're back with more after this on Classic Hits.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna. Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
And welcome back to high school basketball here at Gibbon High School. I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to be here, as Centura has burned 2 timeouts already here in the first quarter of play. And they find themselves down 8, trying to change that, driving right into the paint. Wetzel, then the ball gets ricocheted out of there, picked up, and Aitken drives in. Big contact, no whistle, ball loose, put up, shot no good. Hunter Hilgey got the rebound. I was expecting a charge to be called there against Aitken, which would have been her second, but there was no whistle. And Zorb has it for Ravenna. JC now picks a dribble up, trap, throws with the double team to Pekka. Pekka comes with the left hand, off the glass and in. Good to know how to use your left hand, and that's what Pekka did, and it is a 10-point Ravenna lead, 15-5. The first time they played, it was the other way around. Centura had the lead and let it get away. Now the ball turned over. Oh, and Jeff Dover thought maybe his team had saved it, but that's not the case. It'll stay with them. In the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Championship game, Pleasanton leads Overton 21-10 at the end of the first quarter. Overton beat Pleasanton back in December by 14. They're playing at the Viero Events Center tonight, and you can hear the game on ESPN 1460 AM or the web, and another steal. Stepping right in the passing lane is Marvichka, 2-on-1, but rallying to the other end to take it right back is Lene Lytle. 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Contact to the backcourt. Mateka working on Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel will bring the ball and get the pick into the right-hand corner to Suntech. Abby, a great three-point shooter, but they're not even giving her a look. Give it to Courtney Aiken. 19 seconds to Schultes. To Suntech in the corner. Decides to drive. Wrap around pass. There's nobody there. The ball is turned over again. Baseball pass to the other end. Mateka too far, can't do anything with it. She saved it, but turned it over. There's 5 seconds left, all the way to the other end. Contact charge. Sliding in J.C. Zorb to take the charge from Courtney Aiken, and Zorb is slow to get up. I don't know if she hit her head or if she just got ran over that hard. Courtney has developed into such a strong girl, 5'9", and banged something on the four out there, and that's what happens when you got to get in the middle of a block charge. And she's going to come out of the ball game and may be down for a little while. I think she just hit the ground real hard. There's 2.5 seconds left. Ravenna will bring in McDowell to throw it in. And Centura is not coming up to guard here. Now finally they do. Throw it into Matenka to half court. Marvinci can't get a good shot away. And we are at the end of the first quarter of play in the girls' championship game of the Loop Black Conference Tournament in 2011. Brought to you by Aurora Co-op. Rising to the challenge after one, Ravenna 15, Centura 5. We'll be back in a minute.
The Aurora Cooperative is proud to support our area youth. Again this year, the Aurora Cooperative is offering $5,000 in scholarships to students majoring in an ag-related field. Go to Aurora Co-op for application details. Best wishes to all area basketball teams from the Aurora Cooperative.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Nate Krug, I'm Doug Duda with you back here at Gibbon as we get ready for the second quarter of play in our girls' Loop Lat Conference championship game. It is Ravenna 15 and Centura 5. Centura will get the ball to start the second quarter. Centura, 9 turnovers in the first quarter. Ravenna had 5. Free throws, Ravenna's been to the line 2-2, none for Centura. Here comes off the drive, the shot, Aitken off the mark. She has missed badly on a couple of shots here, and Schultes gets the rebound, so they get another chance. Suntech drives, dribbles it off her foot and out of bounds. Boy, oh boy. Amanda Bonchinski is going to check in now for Centura. Other numbers from the first quarter. 3-point shooting, Centura 1-1, Ravenna 3-5. Rebounds, 5 for Ravenna, 3 for Centura. 6 points for Maggie Mateka on 2 threes. Lead Ravenna as Marvichka fires the 3. It's no good. Ball tip back to Marvichka. Puts it up, no good. Hilty up and in, and she draws the foul. 3-point play opportunity for Hunter Hilty. Taylor Hand kept that ball alive by tipping it out to Marvichka. And then off Jesse's miss, an offensive putback, and a foul called on Lene Lytle, her first. 17-5, Ravenna. And Hilgi will go to the line to shoot a free throw. And you can tell Centura frustrated right now out there as Hilgi puts the free throw up and in. She's got 5 points, and it is 18-5. As they get the ball in the hands of Courtney Aitken, who has not been able to hit a couple of shots and would like to be able to do that. Has to pick her dribble up after it takes a funny hop. Gives it over to Suntech. Abby with the basketball. Works on Matenka and a travel called. When you look at the averages here for this basketball team, Aitken averages 15. Suntech averages 14 points a ball game. They have 0 so far in this game. And Ravenna has the ball yet again. Right-hand corner, Taylor Hand. She'll lob it into Hilgi. She's got the shot up and in. Hunter Hilgi, who's getting better every game, already has 5 in the quarter, 7 in the game, and an unbelievable 20-5 score here, Ravenna. Centura is out of sorts right now. Ball into the hands of Angelica Young, who has checked in. And a whistle away from the ball. And a hold inside on McDowell, her second foul. Now, one thing that we will point out, Ravenna had a much easier game yesterday in the semifinals. Girls bouncing back, playing 2 games in a row. And now Zorb, after being ran over there at the end of the first quarter, is going to check back in. But again, Centura had to go all the way to the final 2 minutes to beat Kearney Catholic, where Ravenna cruised over Loop City. Centura ball, they get it into the low block to Kirby Starosik, who has checked in. She'll give it off to the post, and driving in a foul will send Lene Lytle to the line. And the Centura fans will be happy about that. The foul is on Zorb, her first, and 2 free throws. The first of the game now for the Centurions, and Lene Lytle will go to the line. trying to snap this run. It's a 13-0 run by Ravenna. Free throw is good. Final with her first point, 20-6. And the second free throw. Lytle takes her time, puts it up, too strong. Rebound comes down to Zorb, who committed the foul. And Jacy will get rid of it in a hurry to Mateka. Maggie brings it across the timeline into the corner. Marvichka trying to get it to Hill. She overthrows her, but it's deflected out of bounds by Centura. And Ravenna gets a break, as if they needed one right now. 20-6. Ravenna leads it, 6.5 to go, second quarter. Again, Pleasanton led Overton's boys 21-10 at the end of one quarter in the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. Zorb over on the right wing to Mateka. Mateka holds the ball back over to Zorb on the left wing. Couple of dribbles back to the right wing to Hand. Taylor to the free throw line, back to Zorb, looking to lob it into Hilge, and we've got a 3-second violation called on Hunter. She was trying to get some position in there on Lytle, and finally a 3-second call, 6th turnover for the Blue Jays. And up the floor comes Centura, and again, that'll be Aitken all the way down, puts the runner up, cannot get it to go. Hilge out wrestles everybody for the rebound, and she's fouled. Centura got hooked up in there, and as Hilge was trying to rip the ball away, the Centurion arm just stuck in there, and Schultes has 2 fouls. 5 fouls on both teams here in the first half. Aitken and Schultes each have 2 for Centura. McDowell has 2 for Ravenna. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Dannebrog, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Girls Championship Blue Flat Conference Tournament. Pinky for 3! Carissa Pinky hits the 3-pointer, 23-6, a 17-point lead. It just continues to grow here for the Lady Jays, trying to get back into the winner's circle at the LPC Championship. Centura's playing with the grease pig, and they turn it over again. Up ahead to Marvichka. Marvichka brings it in, puts it up and in, and draws the foul, which will be number 3 on Courtney Aitken. What a play. What a play. Third foul on Aitken, the leading scorer. And a 3-point play opportunity here for Jesse Marvichka. Up and in. 6 points for Marvichka. 26-6. And Centura, what do you do? What do you do? They have got to find a way to start making buckets. And then that will help out their defense. As the ball almost stolen away again, stepping in front is Maggie Mateka. She deflected out of bounds. And Ravenna is not necessarily a high-scoring basketball team. They can put points up, but this year they rout you, or if it's close, they're in about the 50-point range, and they're well over that pace right now. Angelica Young in the right-hand corner needs some help, wants to lob it out to Aitken. Courtney goes and gets it, dribbles on the right side. Ravenna reaches, can't get it into the corner. Young, 17-footer, no good. Rebound, slapped out of bounds off of Ravenna. It'll be Centura basketball. 5 minutes to go here in quarter number 2. And here comes Ravenna with more substitutions. Hilge, Pekka, and McDowell re-enter. Centura ball underneath their own hoop. Pinky stayed in, and I believe Mateka stayed in. Now for Centura, Bunsensky checks back in. She's out there with Starosik, Young. Also in there is Aitken, and throwing the ball in. The jumper is going to take the baseline. Up no good that time by Lytle. And the rebound to Mateka. Mateka coast to coast. Doesn't have the numbers. Kicks it off in the corner. Finke from 16 up and in. Ravenna's making everything they shoot. 28-6. Centura finally some room for Aitken. Brings it in. Missed the double clutch. Rebound slapped off the leg of a Blue Jay. It'll stay with Centura. Good job there by Lene Lytle to keep that one alive for Centura. And a timeout by Centura. Coach Kathy Mettenbrink has had very few games throughout her illustrious career that have started like this. 4:37 to go in the conference championship game. And your score, Ravenna 28, Centura 6. We'll be right back.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
You start with the seed and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
.435 to go as we come back here to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9. Out of the timeout, Centura trips, ball goes down. 10 of 19 is what Ravenna is shooting. It seems even better than that, but over 50% as a foul is called. And the foul is on Carissa Finke, her second. 16 foul, and at the line will be Courtney Aiken. She's looking for her first points. Of course, when you only got six, what's the odds anybody has a lot? Zorb comes out again. She's still reeling from that injury at the end of the first quarter. I think she knocked her knee pretty good, and she's trying to walk it off. They put her back in for a while as Aitken hits the first free throw. And the second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Aitken hits them both, but only 3 points in the quarter so far for Centura, all from the free throw line. 28-8 in favor of Ravenna. Finke on the right wing. Ball fake gets into the paint. Swings it over to Pekka. Pekka takes a run down the middle of the lane, and the shot no good. Rebound brought down by Skorosik. Kirby gets it out to Aitken. And Courtney brings it into the front court. Just a junior, three-year starter for Coach Mettenbrink. Gives the ball off to Young. Young gets it down into the left-hand corner to Bonchinski. Bonchinski by herself, trying to make some room. Pushing, pushing, leaning. Kicks it into the corner. 18-footer Skorosik hit the side of the board. Goes back to Pekka. And Pekka will push the ball up the floor here for Ravenna, trying to keep the pressure on the Centurions, leading it by 20 points. Pateka between the circles over to Finke. Finke into the paint. Puts the jumper up. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds off of Centura. And it'll be Ravenna basketball as Marvichka and Hand re-enter the game. Don't forget, at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll run down the first half stats of this game and recap all that has happened in the Lou Platt and Fort Kearney Conference today, including a score update on Pleasanton and Overton, which we can give you right now at the half. Pleasanton continues to shoot lights out, 40-29, and Marvichka shoots lights out here with another three. Jesse Marvichka with 9 points in the basketball game, 31-8. Ravenna with the lead, 3:15 to go, first half. Here's a little pick and roll inside. Give it off at the end to Bonzinski. Missed the four-footer. Rebound to Hunter Hilge. That was the best move that they had made all night and could not finish. And Ravenna will call a timeout as they are trapped on the baseline. With 3:07 to go here in the first half of play, Ravenna 31, Centura 8. We'll be right back.
You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
The staff and management of Leprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Leprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Leprino Foods in Ravenna.
And we're back to basketball here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you on this Saturday night, the night before the Super Bowl. Hunter Hilge on the low post for Ravenna. Squares up, and then she's double-teamed. The ball is knocked away. Can Centura finally get a steal? Hustling all the way, Lanae Lytle will get it for the Centurion. And then it's knocked right out of the hands of Amanda Bonzinski from behind and back over to Ravenna. Alisa Pekka, even when they do something well, Centura can't do anything about it as the ball is blocked and then a foul. Bonzinski blocked it right into the hands of Hilge, and then as she turned to try and defend her, she fouled her. That's the first on Bonzinski, and two free throws for Hunter Hilge. She's one of one at the line, has 7 points here in the first half. Hilge's free throw is good. checking back into the ball game will be Mateka and Zorb for Ravenna, and Schultes returns for Centura. Second free throw now coming up for Hunter Hilgey. On the way and in. Hilgey is out and back in McKenzie Muehlbach. 33-8. Centura basketball. Centura is going to need some help getting it in. Pressure in the backcourt. Marvichka trying to deny Wetzel. Taylor does get the ball, and they'll clear it out for her. Taylor brings the ball up the floor. She hit a three to start the game. Centura has 1 2-point bucket. Trying to change that is Schultes, and got one down in the paint. Schultes with her first bucket, 33-10. Quickly into the front court comes Ravenna. They haven't had to go transition basketball much off of Centura makes in this game. Mateka, left-hand corner, dribble it off her knee. The ball's loose. It's out of bounds, and it's going to stay Ravenna basketball. Centura, for the most part, has not got rattled. They haven't been dropping their heads. They haven't been punching the chairs when they come out. They've been trying to stay focused here, and although it would be an amazing comeback, maybe somewhere they could get it started, and that's why Ravenna continues to pressure. Up top, Zorb swings it over to Hand on the right wing. Dribbles to the high post. Pass deflected away, but Mateka runs it down, and Ravenna right now running everything down. Into the corner, Marvichka to the baseline. Nowhere to go for Hand, and she throws it back into the court, right into the hands of Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel up the floor, goes down the middle, kicks it out to the wing, kicked away. Was trying to get Suntech for a spot up three, but the ball was kicked away. Finke, Hilgey, Pekka back into the ball game with Zorb, and Mateka staying on the floor for Ravenna. Centura ball on their own baseline. Throwing it in is Lytle. Gets it to Wetzel. Fadeaway jumper comes up off the mark. Might have been deflected. Zorb gets the rebound. Run to the other end. Layup is up and in. Elisa Pekka with the transition layup. 35-10 Ravenna. 1:25 to go here before halftime as Wetzel brings it up the floor. Knocked out of her hands. Another turnover. That's 14 for Centura. And then a foolish foul on Jessica Schultes, her third. That's why it's foolish. She reached in for no reason in the backcourt. And that might have been one of the first frustration things we've seen so far this evening from Centura. Third foul on Jessica. And a 1-1. And they're going to take Aitken out right now. Maybe give her a little extra breath before halftime. Back in is Angelica Young. Free throw is up, and it is in for Finke. Carissa is 3 of 3 at the line, has 8 points already. And now checking in for Centura, Amanda Bonzinski. And with those three fouls, Schultes is going to check out. And right now, it's like everybody's trying to sit at the end of the bench to stay away from Coach Mettenbrink. Because the second free throw is in. Coach has actually sat back down because she knows how things are going. They're going to try and change it. And Finke will not let Wetzel get by, and she'll be called for the foul. That's three on Carissa, but it's also the seventh team foul. So that means a 1-1, and Taylor Wetzel will go to the stripe. Hit a three to start the game, which gave Centura the 3-0 lead, and that's been the only good thing that's happened for the Centurions in the first 15 minutes of this game. Wetzel now at the line to shoot the 1-1. And Taylor will put it up and in. Centura, normally a very good free throw shooting team. And this year on the year, Wetzel is shooting nearly 78%. They're a 63% shooting team. Second free throw by Wetzel on the way and in. So Taylor hits them both, has 5 points. It's 37-12 in favor of Ravenna. Still a minute 10 to go, and nobody guards Mateka, so she'll shoot the three. That actually came up short. Hilgey got the rebound, and she's fouled on the putback. Hunter Hilgey will go back to the line where she is 3 of 3, has 9 points. And a foul is on Wetzel, her first. The boys' game tonight went to Kearney Catholic over Adams Central, 59-52. We'll talk about that and all the others from today. Coming up on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, the first free throw from Hilgey, too strong. And now the second free throw for Hilgey is on the way, and that is short. That's what you usually see in the high school game. If it's short, then the second one's long, and vice versa. Rebound Bonzinski, and into the front court they come. Give it off to Suntech, who hasn't even got a look at his shot in this game. Up top to Young. Back over to Suntech. Left-hand dribble. Stops on the wing. Throws back out top to Bonzinski. 45 seconds to go in the half. Suntech again has it on the left wing. Tries a pick and roll. There's nobody there to roll it to. And now the pass is knocked away. And another steal made by Pekka. Doesn't have the numbers. Gives it to the trailer, Mateka. Mateka goes back between the circles to Taylor Wetzel. 30 seconds to go. And they're going to play for the last shot here. The Jays have had an incredible first half. They're trying to play for one, but Mateka will throw it away. It got deflected, and that'll be the ninth turnover for Ravenna. They went for the steal. Mateka had to try and get away, and then her pass was deflected. And then an off-balance shot, no good. Rebound at the other end, put back up and in by Lene Lytle. 5 seconds to go. Ravenna's still got a chance. Mateka will take the shot from 15 feet. Off the mark, no good. And we are at halftime of a dominant Ravenna performance in the Lou Platte Conference Girls Championship game. Your score at half, Ravenna 37. And Centura, 14. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute. You're listening to the Lou Platte Conference Tournament on Classic Hits, brought to you by Aurora Co-op, rising to the challenge.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas and Caro.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback's where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
And welcome back to the Gibbon High School Auditorium. A big thank you to Jeff Montgomery and all the fine folks here for their hospitality during our stay of the last 2 days. Four games yesterday, four games today in the Lou Platte Conference Basketball Tournament. And what we thought was going to be an exciting game down to the finish is anything but. Last week, Ravenna rallied to beat Centura 57-52 in overtime in girls action. And tonight, Centura would have to make one of the most amazing comebacks of all time because it is Ravenna 37, Centura 14 at the half. Ravenna has been up by as many as 27 points in this ball game at 37-10. So we'll see what changes, if any, will occur in the second half and if Centura can find a way to get some of their big guns involved. They've got to quit turning the ball over, that's obvious, with 15 here in the first half, but Ravenna has also given it up 9 times, so it's not like there's a 12-turnover differential in this basketball game. Let's get you caught up to date on what has happened so far today at the conference tournaments, and we'll start here in Gibbon in the girls' consolation game. Kearney Catholic 68 and Loup City 43. This was a tale of two halves. Both teams were pretty lax defensively in the first half, kind of played it loose and hit a lot of shots. It was 36-29 at the half, one of the best halves of the year for Loup City, probably the best half against anybody that had a 500 record or above. But then in the second half, Kearney Catholic put on a little more pressure. Loup City started to turn it over, and Kearney Catholic outscored them 32-14 in the second half for a 68-43 win. Kearney Catholic very balanced today. Megan Anderson with 14, 12 for Theron Baum, 11 for Michaela Mestel, and for Bailey Sokolowski. Kearney Catholic has to play Centura at Centura Tuesday and then host Loup City Thursday. Loup City plays Centura as well next week. In the boys' consolation game, Gibbon was able to frustrate Ravenna early, led after one quarter. Ravenna got out 25-17 at the half and then outscored Gibbon 32-17 in the second half for a 57-34 victory. Connor Baronic, 17 points, 8 rebounds, 6 blocks. Tyson Anderson, 13 points, 4 rebounds, 5 blocks. Trevor Saborn, 11 points for the Blue Jays. Logan Rivera led Gibbon with 14 points and 6 rebounds. Then tonight in the boys' championship game, it looked like it was going to be a race to 90 after the first quarter, but things sure changed after that. Adams Central led Kearney Catholic 19-14 after one and was 5 of 9 from three-point land. They did not attempt that many more threes until the very end of the basketball game. Adams Central was up 27-20 at the half. Kearney Catholic scored the first 8 points of the third quarter of play, and then it was a battle down to the very end. But Kearney Catholic wins it 59-52. It was 51-48. Adams Central had a couple of opportunities. They forced a couple of threes with about a minute and a half left. There was plenty of time in the game. They forced a couple shots. They couldn't get them to go. Kearney Catholic hit enough free throws down the stretch to win it 59-52. They had 9 different players score, only one in double figures. Alex Lease had 14. Robbie Yoakum had 9. Keegan Fitzgerald and David Squires each had 8 for the Stars, who are now 13-5. Adams Central falls to 13-4. They only had 4 players score. Nick Stein, 23 points, 8 rebounds, and a block. He hit 5 threes in the game. Brady Barrett, 16 points, 5 rebounds. Adams Central was 8 of 20 from three-point land, but just 3 out of their last 11. And for Kearney Catholic, they were 11 of 31, including 8 of 16 in the second half. So that's how things broke down here today at the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. In the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament earlier today at the Heartland Events, or at the Aviero Event Center, which is currently airing on ESPN 1460, the girls' consolation went to Elm Creek 38-28 over Eustis Farnham. Eustis Farnham won the boys' consolation game over Loomis 56-34. Amherst got a heck of a battle from the 7th seed Wilcox Hildreth before finally putting it away 40-34. That game was tied all the way throughout. 40-34, the Amherst girls with the conference championship over Wilcox Hildreth. And right now at half, Pleasanton 40, Overton 29 in the boys' championship game airing on ESPN 1460 and ESPN Superstation.com. Here it is, Ravenna 37, Sentara 14, girls' half championship game. And we'll look at the numbers right after this timeout.
You know Ed and Deb Stoltenberg because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer around. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance work. Get it all from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna. Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
And welcome back to Gibbon, where we have reached the statistics port of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality dependable trash hauling service for your farm or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. For Sentara, Taylor Wetzel, 5 points, 1 rebound. Sarah Heinen, 2 points. Courtney Aiken, 2 points and a rebound. Kirby Starasik, 1 rebound. Jessica Schultes, 2 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Amanda Bonzinski, 1 rebound, 1 block. And Lene Lytle, 3 points, 3 rebounds. 3 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 of the second. All the free throws were in the second quarter, 5 of 6. Only 1 3-pointer has been attempted, and that was made by Wetzel to start the game. Turnovers, 9 of the first quarter, 6 of the second. Foul situation for Centura. Courtney Aiken and Jessica Schultes each have 3. 5 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second, and at the half, 14 points, 8 rebounds, 5 of 6 at the free throw line, 1 of 1 from three-point land, 3 block shots, and 15 turnovers for the Centurions. For Ravenna, only 5 players have scored when they have 37 points on the board. That's unusual, but 9 points for 3 different players, including Hunter Hilge. 9 points and 5 rebounds. Jesse Marvichka, 9 points and 1 rebound. Alisa Pekka, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Maggie Mateka, 6 points and a rebound. Gracie McDowell has a rebound. Taylor Hand has a rebound and a block. JT Zorb, 3 rebounds. And Carissa Finke, 9 points. And she has hit 4 of 4 from the free throw line. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 of the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 of the first, 6 of 8 of the second. 3-point shooting, 3 of 5 of the first, 2 of 4 of the second. Turnovers, 5 of the first, 4 of the second. Foul situation, Carissa Finke has 3, Gracie McDowell with 2. 15 points in the first quarter, 22 in the second, and at the half, Ravenna has 37 points, 14 rebounds, 8 out of 10 at the free throw line, 5 of 9 from 3-point land, 1 block and 9 turnovers, and 14-3 Ravenna lead 15-5 Centura, 37-14 halftime of the championship game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. And we'll be back with the second half in just a moment. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
The Aurora Cooperative is proud to support our area youth. Again this year, the Aurora Cooperative is offering $5,000 in scholarships to students majoring in an ag-related field. Go to Aurora Co-op for application details. Best wishes to all area basketball teams from the Aurora Cooperative.
With our producer-engineer Nate Krug, Doug Duda with you as we begin the second half for Ravenna Basketball Girls Lou Platt Conference Championship game brought to you by Aurora Co-op. And J.C. Zorm has it at the free throw line over to hand. One-on-one. Gets around Schultes. Tries. Puts it up and in. And Ravenna's not going to let up. So you want to come out and put this one away. Not give Centura any thoughts of trying to get back in his ball game. With it is going to be Aitken. You know the speeches. This is not us. Let's get out there and play a tough second half as we possibly can. If we get back in it, so be it. If we don't, at least we know we played well. On the low block, Schultes. Turnaround jumper. Wedges between the glass and the brim, and now players go to the ground fighting for the rebound. I believe that foul is going to be on Ravenna. Hunter Hilgey with her first foul of the basketball game as Lene Lytle was grabbing the rebound. So it'll be Centura ball underneath their own hoop. And it will be Lytle to throw it in. Bounce pass, gets it into Suntech on the low block, dribbles out of the right-hand corner, guarded by Mateka, picks her dribble up, gives it to Aitken. Courtney spreads the floor, bounce pass down, Schultes again, off the glass, this time up and in. They're going to do that until Ravenna can stop it, and it's 39-16, so I think they found a little something. Use their height, post up, try and get something going here. Pass to Marvitcha, tries to get it underneath the Hilgey, knocked away there by Lytle, and a jump ball, the arrow points the way of Centura. So Ravenna will turn the basketball over 1 minute in to the third quarter of play. 39-16, Ravenna dominating here in this girls' championship game over Centura squad that has won 15 ball games. Up the floor with it is going to be Aitken, pestered there by hand, gives it off to Wetzel. Wetzel comes into the paint, takes the runner off the glass, up and in. So Wetzel gets the bucket, and after just getting 3 2-point field goals the whole first half, Centura gets two of them here in about a minute 15 of the third quarter. Here's Marvitska, catch and shoot, three, and hit it. I don't think Jimmer Fredette could have done it any better. She caught it off the screen and squared up so quickly, released it, they didn't have a chance to switch it. It's 42-18. Marvitska, they're so balanced, but I think Jesse might be the straw that stirs everything here for Ravenna. And Lytle dribbled the ball out of bounds. First turnover for Centura. Centura makes a couple of nice plays, and then Ravenna just answers right back. Centura hasn't been able to get that defensive stop here. Up top to Hand. Left-hand corner to Zorb. Back to Mateka. Move the ball around the perimeter and get Marvitska down low to Zorb. Zorb wants to take a look at the shot. One dribble off the glass from four. It rattled in and out. No good. And the rebound brought down by Aitken, just her second. Courtney will push the ball up the floor. Lower that shoulder. She better be careful. She's trying to separate herself from the defender, and now a foul on four. Four fouls on Centura's Courtney Aitken. Taylor Hand timed it just right, knocked it away, and Aitken tried to grab her, and that is her fourth personal foul. The leading scorer on Centura has made two free throws and now has four fouls. And here comes Brooke Nitsch. Brooklyn Nitsch comes in. And Aitken comes out. That is also the 17th turnover on Centura. Marvitska in the left corner again for three. That time no good. It came right back to her. She saves the basketball, but into the hands of Taylor Wetzel, and off to the races we go. And then Wetzel knocked away. Centura turned it over, ball loose, out of bounds. And they're going to keep it with Ravenna. A scramble right in front of the scorer's table. It was hard to see who touched the ball last. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Championship on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Bolas, Ravenna, World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Arvich can skip past Zorb. Zorb holds the ball. Left elbow, gives it off to Mateka. Mateka guarded by Wetzel. Mateka dribbles farther away, now tries to decide to attack the lane. Trips, falls down, got it to Marvichka, lobs it over the head of Mulbach and out of bounds. Ravenna turns it over. Pilgi, McDowell, Pekka. Back into the ball game for Ravenna. As Coach Thover just continues to rotate girls in, Finke's out there, and so is going to be Mateka. Up the floor, Wetzel. Taylor gets it back up top of the circle to Suntech. She'll take the long-range three. She just hadn't had to shoot all game, so she decided to take it. It's well off the mark and out of bounds and goes to Ravenna. Update from the boys' championship. Overton is chipping away, but they got a ways to go. 54-47 now. Pleasanton's lead is down to 7 at the end of the third quarter in the boys' championship on ESPN 14-60. And Suntech strips the ball away. Abby trying to bring it all the way up the floor. 2-on-3. Throws it to Schultes. Throws it over her head. And the ball is turned over again. And here comes Ravenna. Carissa Finke is not going to get to the other end. It's knocked out of bounds. But it's still Ravenna basketball. Good hustle by Nitch to run that down. Marvika comes back into the ball game. And so does Taylor Hand for the Lady Jays. Whoever was selling the ice cream at the concession stand here made a killing this last 2 days. Everybody seems to have a cup of that here in Gibbon, even when it's a little chilly. Could use some of that right now to cool the throat. Just no time to eat it. As Marvichka drives, dishes it off to Hilgi. She's trapped on the block, trying to strip it away. Hunter gets out of there with it, and they'll reset. Mielbach in the corner. Marvichka, another three. It's off the iron that time. No good. Rebound put back up and in by Taylor Hand. Second buck for Taylor Hand, 44-18. Ravenna with the comfortable lead. Centura spin move Wetzel. Free throw line takes the jumper around and around. Oh, my goodness, it came out. And it's tapped all the way out to Nitch. And then a foul on Ravenna. If you want to know how the night's been going for Centura, that was it. Pekka with the foul. The shot went all the way down. I mean, it was spinning off the net. And somehow rotated back out and would not go. It's as if somebody has a remote control in that basketball. Centura will get it down the low block to Lytle. Lytle tried to take it at Hilgi. Turnaround jumper. Hilgi must have got a hand on it and knocked it out of there. Ball comes down to her and gives it to Marvichka. 3:15 to go in what now is a foregone conclusion. Ravenna is just playing it out until they hand him the trophy. It's 44-18. Taylor Hand into the corner to Mulebach, or McDowell, excuse me. Gracie back up top to Pekka. Pekka drives to the high post, swings it to Marvichka, drops step into the paint, lobs it down into Hilgi, through her hands and out of bounds. Hilgi had a little trouble getting around Lytle that time. The pass was coming. She didn't get there to the spot. On the floor now for Ravenna as they sub back in. You got Taylor Hand. You've also got Marvichka, Zorb, Mateka, and here's Mackenzie Mielbach back into the ball game. It is Wetzel, though, that has the ball for Centura. And a reach-in foul on Taylor Hand. Her first, third team foul of the half. Again, want to thank Jeff Montgomery and all the folks here at Gibbon for their hospitality, allowing us to bring you high school hoops on classic hits. And now Taylor Hand again getting too close, defending Taylor Wetzel. So back-to-back fouls on Hand. Now she's got two. And into the ball game is Kirby Starosik for the Centurions to Wetzel. Wetzel, spin move at the high post, tries to create some separation, gives it to Nitch. Aitken on the bench with four fouls. Down the low post, Schultes couldn't get the shot. Back up to Starosik, punched away from behind by Marvichka. Goes into the hands of Lytle. Short jumper, no good. Deflected out of bounds, stays with Centura. Finke returns to the ball game here for Ravenna. And Taylor Hand is going to check out. Lytle will throw it in for the Centurions. There's 2:22 to go in the third quarter. Looking. Finally dumps it in short to Nitsch. Nitsch tries to find her way into the paint. There's no room in there. The ball is deflected away, being kicked around and picked up by Zorb. Centura's 20th turnover to the other end, and Barvichka has it swatted away. Lene Lytle with the blocking takeaway to Wetzel. Wetzel up the floor. It's a 2-on-4, so she'll slow it down. Trying to get it to Lytle, but covered. Back out to Starosic. This Ravenna defense, what a job tonight, forcing another turnover. A walk-on Centura. Ilgi and Pekka back in. 1:58 to go here in this third quarter. Ravenna with the rout, 44-18. It's happened before, but not very often, where teams play one game close or overtime, and then you just see a blowout. I know Centura and St. Paul did that one time. I think Centura won by like 40 or 45 points when they were both state-rated. And then in the conference tournament, it went to overtime. And now a hand-check foul on Taylor Wetzel, and they play a week apart. Second foul on Wetzel. That's the second foul of the half on Centura. But here last week, they went to overtime, 57-52 Ravenna. Here, Ravenna was up 15-5 after one. They were up 37-10 at one point. Now it's 44-18 and another foul. Driving to the hoop, Taylor Hand, and she'll be fouled by Lene Lytle, her second. And Taylor will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Only 7 points have been scored here in the quarter by Ravenna, so they haven't really put this one away. But they have held Centura to 4, and those came a long time ago. It's been about a 5-minute drought. It has been a 5-minute scoring drought for Centura. Free throw up and in by Hand. She has 5 points all in this quarter. Second free throw. Good. 6 points for Taylor Hand. 46-18, and now the lead is up to 28, the largest of the evening. A minute 25 to go. Never saw this coming. Wetzel with the right elbow. Spin move, gets through the defender, and then is fouled by Finke, who made a really good play. I couldn't see the whole thing, but Finke must have got her with the body, and that's her fourth personal foul. She'll come out. Taylor Hand's coming in. Jesse Marvichka's checking in. And Taylor Wetzel will go to the line where she's 2 of 2 and leads the team with 7 points. And the free throw by Wetzel is on the way and short. Second free throw coming up for Wetzel after the folks change. And now the second free throw for Taylor Wetzel. And she'll put it up. And in. So Wetzel gets 1 of 2, 8 points of the ball game, 46-19. Ravenna, and we still have another quarter to play. Glad you're staying with us here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. Everybody should see the floor by the time this one is over. That'll be a better feeling for Ravenna. Taylor Hand on the left wing, dumps it down to the corner to Zorb. Zorb attacks the paint, has a little room, puts the one-hand jumper up, no good. They fall to the floor for another tie-up between Schultes and Hilge. Arrow points the way of Ravenna with 59 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Marvichka to throw it in. Waiting, lobs it to Zorb in the right-hand corner up top to Hilge. She's got an open three, so she'll take it and didn't go. A little strong, Marvichka with the rebound. Then it's knocked away. Ball still fought for. Ravenna has it. Hilge to Hand. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Marvichka way on the left side of the key. She'll dribble it up to the free throw line and throw it to the right side to Hand. Taylor to the high post. Swings it back over to Pekka. Pekka has room on the baseline. Drives, put it up off the glass, got undercut, and will get 2 free throws. Elisa Pekka will go to the line for the first time tonight. She's got 4 points and a couple of rebounds. The foul is on Lene Lytle, and that is her third foul. And now Pekka to shoot the free throws. And the first one's good. And now we're getting even farther down the bench here for Coach Jeff Thober. Cassie Shermer checks in with 33 seconds to go in the quarter. And the second free throw is up, and it is in. So Pekka hits them both, and that'll make it 48-19 in favor of the Lady Jays, running away early with this basketball game and not letting up defensively. With it is going to be Nitsch, the sophomore in the right-hand corner, gets it into Schultes. Schultes trying to get around Zorb, takes the jumper, it crawls over the rim and in. Schultes with 6 points in the ball game, 13 seconds to go. pushing the ball up the floor here for Ravenna. Arvichka to Peckett, to Sherma, to Zorb. 6 seconds to go. Zorb spin move at the free throw line. Knocked away Schultes. Back up to Marvichka. Can't get a good shot away. Good defense by the Centurions. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. With the score, Ravenna 48, Centura 21. You're listening to the championship of the Loot Flats Conference Tournament brought to you by Aurora Co-op on Classic Hits.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We head to the final quarter of the 2011 Loup Platte Conference Basketball Tournament, and Centura will have the basketball, but Ravenna is going to win the championship, leading it 48-21, and as they try to force it inside to Schultes, we've got a reach-in foul called on the Ravenna Lady Jays. That's going to be called on J.C. Zorb, her second. It's the sixth team foul. And so Centura takes it out underneath. Taylor Wetzel leads Centura with 8. Jessica Schultes, 6. They get it in to Aitken. Her jumper is up, and it goes, and that is Courtney Aitken's first bucket of the ball game. Goes with 2 free throws. She's got 4 points at the other end. The ball deflected right into the hands of Taylor Hand. Missed the shot. Rebound brought down by Aitken. Aitken to the other end, and as it knocked away, it'll stay with Centura. For Ravenna, Jesse Marovichka with 12, 9 for Finke and Hilgi. Hand, Mateka, and Pekka each have 6, and that's all the scoring. Inbounds pass, Taylor Wetzel has it. Tries to get it on the low block to Lytle. High post, Schultes. Schultes swings it left side, trying to get it to Starosic. It's knocked out of bounds by Ravenna. Ravenna has 13 turnovers. Centura has 21 in this basketball game. 48-23 after the Courtney Aitken bucket. Centura down by 25. Largest lead was 28 for Ravenna. Starosic has it on the left wing. Trying to get it to Lytle. Her and Hilgi really battling underneath. Give it to Aitken at the top of the circle, guarded by Hand. Aitken playing with 4 fouls. Gets the shot up. Comes up short. Run down there by Marvichka. And here comes Ravenna. Up the floor with it will be Maggie Mateka. A minute into the fourth quarter. Give it to Hand. To Marvichka to Zorb. Hilgi's wide open underneath. They finally got it to her. The shot's going to be blocked by Jessica Schultes. Over to Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel brings it into the front court. A little skip, but can't get by Jesse Marvichka. Back out to Courtney Aitken. Into Schultes. Turnaround jumper from 8. No good. Crash the board. Boy, people are swinging in there now. They got to be careful. They're trying to punch the ball out of there, and they're not hitting anybody but the other team. Foul was on Schultes, and that's her 4th personal foul, 5th team foul. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show will bring you all of the final stats. And we'll also give you a chance to hear from the coach. As Marvichka has it at the top of the circle, she's trapped. They're going to call a jump. Ooh, arrow points away of Ravenna, so they'll keep the possession. Marvichka was trapped there between the double team of the Centurions. And Zorb to throw it in. Zorb throws it out to midcourt to Mateka. Mateka, crossover dribble, then dribbled it off her leg. It's going to be an over and back. She was close to midcourt, and when she mis-dribbled, out it went. Final minute on ESPN. Pleasanton 59, Overton 56 in the boys' final. Could Overton played 3 overtime games of the tournament. They were down 11 after 1, and now they're down 3. That's on ESPN 1460. And with this being a 25-point game, go ahead and check that out if you want to. Starosic gets it to Lytle. Down low, Schultes spins on the right block and scores. 8 points for Jessica Schultes. 48-25, Ravenna, 6 minutes to go. Ravenna hasn't exactly ran away and hid here in the second half. They only have 11 points after getting 37 in the first half. Back in Muehlbach and Finke as the ball is deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Jays. Ravenna will be 15-3 after this game. Centura will be 15-6. And for Ravenna, they go to St. Paul on Tuesday and host Adams Central on Thursday. And for Centura, Kearney Catholic and Loup City are their next two games to end up the regular season. Foul on Wetzel on the reach in, her third. Each team has been called for six. And the inbounds pass comes to Finke. Wetzel on her. Get it into the hands of Mateka. To Finke, and they're playing a little keep away. Mateka, though, comes into the paint, leaves it off for Muehlbach, immediately kicks it back out. 5.5 to go. As they're trying to trap the ball, and another foul on Taylor Wetzel. And now we're in the 1-1 both ways. That's the fourth on Wetzel. And Carissa Finke, 9 points all in the first half, 4 of 4 at the line, will head back to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. And the free throw is going to crawl over and in. 10 points for Carissa Finke. And the first point of the fourth quarter for Ravenna. Second free throw up and in. So Finke has 11 points, and it's 50-25. Finke on the season averages about 6.5 points per ball game. 11, though, might be her high as Wetzel takes the runner at the other end. No good. Rebound comes back out to Taylor. Rare second chance opportunity. Get it into the hands of Aitken. Her 15-footer, no good. And fighting for the rebound, a foul on Centura. And hopefully this doesn't keep up because that's going to be the fourth on Lytle. Four on Lytle, four on Schultes, four on Aitken, four on Wetzel. So four of the five starters have four fouls in a 25-point ball game. And Mackenzie Muehlbach will get to go to the line and shoot a 1-1 and hit the first one. So Muehlbach gets in the scorebook here in the championship. 51-25, Ravenna. Again, they were up big early. It was 7-5. They scored 13 in a row, and it never got closer than that. Second free throw up and in. Muehlbach hits them both. 52-25. And the ball comes back over to Centura as Aitken will push the ball up the floor. Courtney works it to the right side, working on Finke. Gets it into Schultes. Again, the turnaround jumper on the right block, up and in. That has been the offense here in the second half for Centura, but just no chance to catch up in this game. That is 10 points now for Jessica Schultes. She has the team lead, 8 for Wetzel. Centura still trying to trap. Finke has to throw it off a leg, out of bounds to keep it alive. 52-27 with 4:48 to go in a ball game. Inbounds pass. Finke now has it between the lines. Dribbles it off her foot. Turned it over. Picked up in the backcourt. Wetzel. Wetzel will take it in. Didn't shoot it for some reason. Gave it to Aitken, and Courtney will finish the deal. Her second bucket of the ball game. 52-29. 4.5 to go. Mateka brings it into the front court. Gives it over to Finke. Finke back up between the circles to Pekka. No hurry here for Ravenna. They know they've got this one. They just want that clock to tick, 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 tick. Centura is going to clear their bench, I think, at the next horn. And get ready for next week with the starters. Try and forget this one because they are in a brutal sub-district. And a timeout going to be called here by Ravenna before they turn it over. So 4 minutes exactly to go in a basketball game. It is 52-29 Ravenna. They're 4 minutes away from the championship, and we'll be back in 1 minute on Classic Hits.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
The staff and management of Leprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Leprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Leprino Foods in Ravenna.
Along with our producer-engineer, Nate Krug, Doug Duda back with you here at Gibbon, where we've got 4 minutes left in the Lou Flat Conference Tournament. Then we can get ready for the Super Bowl tomorrow, Packers-Steelers. This one is over, 52-29 with 4 minutes to go. Marvichka's going to try another three in the right-hand corner. It is no good. Long rebound comes out to Brooklyn Edge. She'll get it ahead to Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel will push it into the front court. Heinen is in there. Kara Lyon is checked in, and also Lytle remains in. Centura turns it over for the first time in the fourth quarter, and the ball deflected out of bounds, but that is the 22nd turnover of the basketball game for the Centurions. And now getting ready to check in for Centura, Tiffany Schultz. And the ball will be inbound on a baseline, and Zorb wide open, so they give it to her for a three, and it's off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Schultz, and here comes Centura up the floor. Get it in the right-hand corner. Move the basketball around a little bit to Mitch. Ball kicked out of bounds. Hastings College men gave it a heck of a run today, but they fall to Northwestern. Northwestern 101, Hastings 92. In the men's contest. And we'll get you the women's score here in just a second. Women's basketball, Northwestern ranked second in the country, beat Hastings 83-64. Back to basketball here with 3:10 to go. Nitsch got open. Nitsch hit an eight-footer. Brooklyn Nitsch gets in the scorebook, and it is 52-31. 3 minutes to go. Quickly the other way. Ravenna lost the ball, but Centura fell out of bounds trying to hold on to it. And now you get some kids in there that don't necessarily get a lot of playing time, maybe a chance to get them in the scorebook. We've got a final. Pleasanton, your champions of the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Tournament, holding off an Overton comeback 63-58. The final score, 63-58. Pleasanton boys, the Amherst girls, your FKC champions. It'll be the Kearney Catholic boys and the Ravenna girls as champions as Mateka drives in, runs into Heinen, shot no good, rebound brought down by Tiffany Schultz. The 5'10 senior gets the rebound, and up the floor they come. Here's a jumper in the right-hand corner, no good by Lyon. Ball loose on the floor, goes out of bounds off of the Ravenna Lady James. So another opportunity here for Centura. Kind of get this a little closer. Finke comes back in for Ravenna, and Angelica Young comes in for Centura, and Jesse Marvichka checked out after another solid performance. It'll be Centura basketball, dump it into the left-hand corner to Schultz. Schultz on the right wing, dumps it back over to Young. Young holds the ball and back out to Nitsch. Nitsch drives into the paint, dropped the ball, knocked away, steal is made. Muehlbach heading the other way, one-on-one. Muehlbach brings it in, takes the shot, draws the foul on Tiffany Schultz. First foul on Schultz, ninth team foul, two free throws coming up for Mackenzie Muehlbach, who has just 2 points, and that was on two free throws that she made earlier this quarter. And the first free throw is up, and in. And now Cassie Schirmer checks in for the Ravenna Lady James. And Muehlbach now ready to shoot another free throw. It's up and in. Coming into the game, Muehlbach was 4 of 10 this season. She's 4 of 4 in the fourth quarter. 54-31. 23-point game. It has just never, ever been close. 7 to 5. That's how close it was. And then 13 in a row made it 20 to 5. Heinen turnaround jumper no good. And the rebound brought down by McDowell, and Heinen will be called for the foul, trying to go retrieve it. That's the 10th foul. And so with a minute 59 to go, two free throws here for McDowell, looking for her first points of the ball game. And Gracie will toe the line, gets two because it is that 10th foul. The first one, good. Didn't matter anyway. The only points here in the fourth quarter for Ravenna are from the free throw line, where they are 7 of 7. Ravenna actually Well, Caesar only has three field goals in the second half. Second one is good, and Liz Dynas checks in. So after tearing it up in the first half, Ravenna didn't call off the dogs, but just changed a little bit here in the second half. Two two-point field goals and a three from Marvichka. That's been it. Heinen has it at the free throw line. Knocked away Dynas. Picked up there by Nitsch. Puts the jumper up and in. And Brooklee hits another one. 4 points now for Nitsch. 56-33. A minute 40 to go here as the ball gets into the front court for Ravenna. Ravenna's going to be right around what they scored last week in the overtime win. As high off the glass, Finke shot just about rainbowed in. Rebound brought down by Nitsch and another foul. And we'll walk to the other end to shoot free throws. Going to go on Finke, and she is fouled out of the basketball game. So Carissa Finke fouls out. We'll have a one-and-one at the other end. And Brooklee Nitsch gets to go there to shoot the free throws. Finke has finished the game with 11 points tonight. 6 of 6 at the line. And she will foul out with 1:28 remaining. And now the sophomore Brooklee Nitsch with an opportunity to get some more points. The free throw, no. Skips off the rim, and the rebound brought down by Emily Dynas, who just came into the ball game. Up the floor for a three-pointer, Pekka. It skips in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Sarah Heinen. And up the floor come the Centurions with just a minute 10 left in the game. Crossover dribble, Nitsch. Nitsch, nice move, kicks it into the corner. Here's the jumper, Schultz, up and in. Tiffany Schultz hit the 10-footer from the left baseline, 56-35. 1 minute to go in the championship. The Misco Sports Postgame Show is coming up. So stay with us for the final stats and a chat with Coach Jeff Thober here on Classic Hits. As Dynas drives, she wants to get a shot. It's going to be blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Ravenna. Heinen blocked the shot. And it'll be their basketball underneath the hoop with 50 seconds remaining. Again, a big thank you to Aurora Co-op, our title sponsor of the conference tournament this year, and all the fine folks for their sponsorship allowing us to be here the last 2 days, Randy Bushcutter and myself. As the inbounds pass comes to the free throw line, and Muehlbach will hit the left-handed jumper. 6 points in the quarter. That's the first field goal of the fourth quarter for Ravenna. 58-35. Centura with 38 seconds to go. Driving in is going to be Young. Kicks it back out to Heinen. Heinen looking for somebody to move that she can pass the ball to. Takes a dribble back to Schultz. Same spot she hit one. Puts it up again. Won't go. Rebound yanked down by Emily Dynas. 20 seconds to go. Schirmer into the front court. Gives it to Liz Dynas. Dynas around one player. Drives and a foul. Sends her to the line with 17 seconds remaining. And the foul is going to be called on Tiffany Schultz. Her second. And at the line, Liz Dynas with a chance to get into the scorebook. See if she can keep that Ravenna free throw percentage nearly perfect. First one up, and it bounces through. It hit the back of the rim, shot up in the air, and decided everything else has went in tonight. Why not this? And the second free throw for Dynas is up and no good. That's the first miss of the fourth quarter. 9 of 10 of the fourth for Ravenna. The rebound comes down to Heinen. 10 seconds to go. Up the floor with it is going to be Nitsch. Nitsch looking to pass the ball away. Some trouble. The ball deflected out. 5 seconds to go. 59-35. Ravenna, who led it 37-14 at the half, cruises to another championship. Didn't get it last year, but they've had a bundle the last decade. Inbounds pass to Nitsch. Nitsch to the left-hand corner. Throws up a desperation three at the horn. Off the rim. No good. And this basketball game is over. The final score, the Ravenna Lady Jays, 59. And the Centura Lady Centurions, 35. It was Ravenna's night tonight, as the Jays improve to 50-3 and the Centurions fall to 15-6. We'll be back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show in 1 minute here on Classic Hits 98.9.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas and Caro.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it.
For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback's where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 at the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. It's time now for the Bisco Sports postgame show. Bisco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. They're open 7 days a week, including Sunday, for your shopping business. And to make you more comfortable when you're watching or playing, you need it to play. Nike, Mizuno, Adidas. They've got hoodies. They've got Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, UNK, and Husker gear as well at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. The final score, 59-35. Ravenna the winner here today over the Centura Lady Centurions. We hope to get a chance to talk with Coach Jeff Thober and bring you all the final stats, and we'll do that after this 30-second timeout.
The Aurora Cooperative is proud to support our area youth. Again this year, the Aurora Cooperative is offering $5,000 in scholarships to students majoring in an ag-related field. Go to Aurora Co-op for application details. Best wishes to all area basketball teams from the Aurora Cooperative.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 as we're joined now by victorious coach Jeff Thober. Jeff, I've seen it a few times over 25 years or however long it's been, but it doesn't happen very often. You go overtime with the same ball club that you just blow out tonight, a quality ball club. Explain what happened in the first half tonight.
Well, I don't know. I didn't expect it. You know, I expected a down-to-the-wire game, but we came out, and our intensity was incredible on defense, and it just fed into our offense. And once things got clicking, our confidence shot up, and everyone was contributing, and it was, you know, I don't know how to explain. It was just a great night. The girls were just, the stars were aligned tonight, it seemed like, a little bit for us. But I think the most credit has come to our intensity. I thought we were just ready to go, and I'm sure a lot of that has to do with we got the rest of the kids the last couple games, and Tara was in a dogfight last night a little bit. But, gosh, I was just proud of the way we played and couldn't ask for anything more.
Well, you come into this basketball game, and obviously things can snowball, but you just denied the two top players for Centura in Suntech and in Aitken, the basketball. I mean, neither one of the Suntech doesn't score. Aitken doesn't get a field goal until the fourth quarter. The kids didn't let up on those two at all.
Yeah, and the kids is plural. You're exactly right. I think we ran four different people at Courtney and a couple different people at Suntech, and they did a great job. And we were able to get Taylor Hand back tonight, which she's been hurt for a few weeks, which just gave us just a little bit more juice there. And, you know, I don't know what to say. She did a great job.
And the kids didn't seem to lose their concentration, even though you didn't score as much in the second half. 21 of 24 at the free throw line.
Yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't happen. I think we shoot about 60% for the year, so. You know, hopefully this is going to give us a lot of, this is a great time of year to get confident. And these girls are very capable of doing a lot of things. And hopefully this confidence is just going to carry us on and into next week and districts and hopefully state.
I do want to talk about a couple players and their performance tonight. First, Carissa Finke. Talk about the way she played for you.
She played really well. She got challenged a little bit yesterday and came out today and played with great confidence, knocked down some shots, played great defense, and real proud of her.
And not just tonight, but talk about the improvement of Hunter Hilgey. This is not a team that's looking to have a post presence or to be a half-court style, obviously, with the threes, with the way you run and gun. But Hilgey just looks like she played tougher tonight than I've seen her play all year.
Hunter's had a great month. You know, we didn't go to her much early in the season, and she wasn't really ready. But in the last month, I think she realized how big and strong she was, and she realized she's a senior. So she's really stepped it up for us, and it's added a lot to our offense.
And as you said, you've got a couple of ball games left with St. Paul and Adams Central. If there was a line, you'd be favored, but you've got to come out and win those ball games. Again, talk about what this does to propel you into the sub-districts in a week.
Yeah, like I said, I hope the confidence factor is big. These girls are capable of doing a lot of damage, and I think they showed that tonight, so hopefully that's going to, you know, keep them going and keep their minds confident and ready to go. So hopefully we can have a great end of the year.
Well, another championship plaque in the case at Ravenna. Jeff, thanks for the time, and again, congratulations on an outstanding performance tonight.
Thank you, Doug.
Jeff Dover, head girls basketball coach of the Ravenna Lady Jays. We'll be back with the numbers right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna. Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
And we are back here at Gibbon High School with the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Taking a look at the final numbers of our girls' contest. First of all, for the Centurions, Taylor Wetzel ends up with 8 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 block. Sarah Heinen, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Courtney Aitken, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Kirby Starosik, 1 rebound. Tiffany Schultz, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Jessica Schultes ends up being the leading scorer for the Centurions with 10 points, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks. Amanda Bonzinski had a rebound and a block. Lene Lytle, 3 points, 4 rebounds, which was the most anybody on the team had, 1 block shot. And Brooklyn Nitch had 4 points in the basketball game and 3 rebounds. 8 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting 5 of 6 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half. 3 point shooting 1 of 1 in the first half, 0 of 1 in the second half. And turnovers 15 in the first half, 8 in the second half for Centura. The Centurions had just 14 points at halftime. They scored 21 in the second half and finish with 35 points, 21 rebounds, 6 out of 9 at the free throw line, 1 out of 2 from three-point land. They did have 6 blocked shots, but 23 turnovers as Centura suffers their biggest defeat so far this season to fall to 15-6. And as we said, Centura will be hosting Kearney Catholic, who they went down to the fourth quarter with last night. That game will be played in Centura at Centura High School Tuesday, and then Friday they finish up the regular season at Loop City, and Centura is in a sub-district. And Centura is in a sub-district with Kearney Catholic, Minden. It's going to be a tough, tough sub-district. The other side is tough as well. The final numbers here for the Ravenna Lady Jays. We'll take a look at what they have. And they got to play everybody, of course, in the ball game, and we are going to get a chance to get a quick chat with Coach Mettenbrink. But 9 points tonight for Hunter Hilgey. She had 6 rebounds and a block. Jesse Marvichka, 12 points, which ended up being the team high, 3 rebounds. Elisa Pekka, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Maggie Mateka, 6 points, 1 rebound. Gracie McDowell had 2 points, 2 rebounds. Mackenzie Muehlbach, 6 points. Taylor Hand, 6 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Emily Dinas, 2 rebounds. J.C. Zorb, 3 rebounds. And Carissa Finke, 6 of 6 at the line, ended up with 11 points in the basketball game. 14 rebounds in the first half, 7 of the second half. Free throw shooting was amazing tonight for the Jays. 8 of 10 of the first half, 13 of 14 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 5 of 9 in the first half, and 1 of 7 in the second half. turnovers, 9 in the first half, 5 in the second half, but all the damage tonight was done in the first half of play. 37 points for the Jays there. They scored 22 in the second half and finished with 59 points, 21 rebounds, 21 out of 24 at the free throw line, 6 of 16 from three-point land, 2 blocks and 14 turnovers, and Ravenna wins the conference championship to improve to 15-3 with a 59-35 victory. And they will wrap up next week at St. Paul Tuesday and host Adams Central Thursday. And Coach Kathy Mettenbrink kind enough to join us here because, A, I haven't got to talk to her in person, just on the phone this season when they're luxurying or being luxurious down in Florida. But, Coach, I guess the same question as I asked Coach Thober. You know, an overtime game, these things are hard to explain. I know I remember a time that you guys played St. Paul and somebody won by 40, and in a conference it went to overtime. And I know it's very rare. But everything aligned for Ravenna tonight. I guess an explanation from your side, what you saw in the first half that was different tonight than last week.
Well, I think one thing, you know, going into the first quarter today, we just had entirely too many turnovers. And, you know, I think they told me we had 14 turnovers in the first quarter. And when I called my first time out, I said, guys, you know, we got to value the basketball. We're having more turnovers than we have shots, so. I mean, that's a lot to their defensive pressure. They were, denying us and putting a lot of ball pressure, and we were, not handling it very well.
They do things, and I know that they have learned from your system, things that you try to implement at Centura, things you have done over the years. When does it turn from, from trying to do what you want to do to frustration? The girls seemed to be pretty good until maybe right before halftime. They didn't try to take over the game. They didn't try to do too much. Maybe they, I don't know, I guess your explanation. What do you think?
Well, you know, I thought the first half we were trying to go too fast. We just needed to slow down a little bit and start executing offensively. And, you know, and everybody was trying to take it upon themselves to try and score that 10-point bucket, and it wasn't working. And in the second half, I think they did a better job of making 3 or 4 passes, slow their body down and get a good look and squaring up, and and that was much better. But first half we played terrible.
and there's probably no other way to say it, because it just didn't go your way. You came out second half, obviously you just got to start get things going before you even think about trying to get back in the ball game. You hit the first couple of shots, but then Ravenna does what you need to do to not give the other team confidence. They hit a couple of shots, and then you go on an immense drought. The fourth foul comes to Courtney Aiken, and I guess it just continues. It looked like you wanted to get the ball to Schultes. That little one-on-one down on the block seemed to work. She hit about 4 shots there in the second half, but it was more of a scrimmage the last quarter and a half.
Yeah, and I agree. We did get the ball inside a little bit better, and like I said, they slowed down and started passing the ball a little bit more than they did in the first half. We were just out of control. And, you can't play one-on-one basketball and expect, we kind of lost that team, playing together, and everybody was just, like I said, trying to score the big bucket to win it, and it wasn't going to happen. But in credit to our kids, we had 2 emotional games. We played a tough Ord team first game, and Kearney Catholic last night, probably a little fatigue set in too.
Yeah, Coach Thober mentioning that their 2 games were probably a lot easier than the 2 games that you had come through. So I guess, final question before we let you go, there's 1 week left. You're in a monster sub-district. If the girls shoot around or whatever tomorrow, but the first practice on when you get back on Monday, because you got to play Tuesday, what, as a coach that's been through this numerous times, what are you going to do with this team in practice Monday?
Oh, we'll do the same stuff. We're going to work a little bit on Kearney Catholic, and like I told them, a lot of people would like to be in our situation tonight. We just didn't get it done. And, you got to give these kids credit. They worked their butts off to get here, and, it just didn't happen the way we wanted it tonight. But, they played hard, and, Ravenna took us out of our game, and that's credit to them. They got a nice basketball team.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate chatting with you, and hopefully we'll see you next week. And best of luck the last week and into sub-districts.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you. Coach Kathy Mettenbrink, we'll wrap it up right after this 30-second timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Mm-hmm.
You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the break to the downtown Kearney Center. We're going to have district wrestling for you next Saturday. Little kids wrestling is underway, and Misco's has all the gear you need. Headgear, knee pads, singlets, shoes, it's all there for the kids. If you don't know what they need, that's why Misco's is there. The professionals will help you out. Open 7 days a week on the breaks downtown Kearney Center. Here's what happened today. Quick recap in case you missed it. In the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, girls' consolation, Elm Creek over Eustis Farnham, 38-28. Boys' consolation, Eustis Farnham over Loomis, 56-34. The girls' championship was quite the battle. Amherst able to outlast Wilcox Hildreth, 40-34. And in the boys' championship, Pleasanton jumped out 11 after the first quarter, and Overton rallied to cut it to 3 late. But Pleasanton beat Overton 63-58 to avenge one of their losses tonight. And here at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, in the boys' consolation, it was Ravenna over Gibbon, 57-34. Girls' consolation, Kearney Catholic led 36-29 at the half and then put it away 68-43. Boys' championship, Adams Central was up 27-20 at the half. Kearney Catholic scored the first 8 points of the third quarter, and then it was a battle till the end when Kearney Catholic got up by six, made free throws, and had a 59-52 win over Adams Central. And here in the girls' final, it was Ravenna from the get-go. They were up 20-5 early in the second quarter and never looked back, 59-35. For our producer-engineer, Nate Krug, I'm Doug Duda, saying thanks for joining us. More basketball next week, wrestling next weekend, and the Lou Platt Conference Tournament has been brought to you by Aurora Co-op, rising to the challenge. Doug Duda saying enjoy Super Bowl 45, and we'll talk to you next week on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.